You want to what?
Rebecca Wells pulled away from where she'd been leaning on her kitchen counter and clutched the telephone tightly, hoping she'd heard wrong the first time. She was supposed to be at work by 9, in 20 minutes, but this call took precedence over everything else.
I think we should wait until the end of January, her fiancé, Buddy, responded.
He sounded tentative, as though he feared she might not accept this news well. Probably because she'd lost her temper last time. He'd postponed the wedding twice already.
The end of January is almost 4 months away, Buddy, she said, and was immediately proud of how calmly she'd spoken.
Too bad Delaney had gotten married and wasn't living with her anymore. Rebecca felt certain her best friend would have applauded her efforts.
That's not so long, babe. What are another few months? It won't change anything in the long run, right?
Change anything? It would change everything.
Rebecca had been counting the days until she could leave her small hometown behind. She wanted to move to Nebraska with Buddy so Mrs. Whipple couldn't pass her on the street, shake her head, and mumble,
Poor Mayor Wells. Who would have thought he'd get stuck with such a daughter?
So Mrs. Reese couldn't frown disapprovingly as she sat in the beauty shop across from where Rebecca was working, recounting the occasion when Rebecca had purposely dyed her hair blue. So Delaney's Aunt Millie couldn't constantly remind her of the day she ran away with Johnny Red, the leader of a biker gang that had once passed through town. On second thought, being reminded of Johnny probably wouldn't have bothered Rebecca. He'd been dangerous and reckless and incredibly sexy. Except he'd sent her packing in only 3 days. That was the humiliating part. Everyone in town had assumed even a man like Johnny Red couldn't tame Rebecca Wells. They didn't realize that next to Johnny, she looked like a saint. Stretching her neck to relieve some of the tension, she took a deep breath. She needed to loosen up or she was going to blow this conversation. The last time she'd let Buddy feel the full force of her disappointment, he hadn't called for almost a week.
Now I'm going to have to explain to the whole town that I'm not getting married for my birthday. And I'm going to have to say it's because your great aunt can't make it until after Christmas, she said.
A sense of accomplishment swept through Rebecca, despite her dismay. She'd just managed another reasonable statement. She was doing amazingly well, considering her track record. But the strain was taking its toll. Just last week, she'd promised Delaney that she'd given up smoking for good. But a cigarette seemed almost imperative to her success here. If only she hadn't destroyed every pack in the house in the fervor of her good intentions.
Are you saying that my great aunt isn't enough of a reason to hold off?
He asked.
She's very important to me, Rebecca.
Rebecca had a few things to say about the relative importance of a great aunt, but she bit them back. Opening the kitchen drawer that housed the Ziploc baggies, aluminum foil, and plastic wrap, she retrieved her nicotine patches and smoothed one on her arm.
They'll think you're getting cold feet, she pointed out.
I'm not getting cold feet. We met only 9 months ago, and we've seen each other in person, what, a handful of times? I think most people understand that a long-distance relationship sometimes develops a little more slowly.
Except their relationship hadn't developed slowly. From almost the first moment they'd met on the internet last January, they'd been talking about getting married. They'd grown close very quickly. Unfortunately, Rebecca was afraid their relationship might be fading just as fast, and she couldn't figure out why. She knew she was a little temperamental, but it wasn't as though Buddy was likely to do any better. Only 5'6", he was at least 50 pounds overweight. He had blonde hair and kind blue eyes. Rebecca loved both his hair and his eyes. But his face showed traces of years-old acne, and he had a big nose. He certainly wasn't someone who would normally have turned her head, especially because she was 5'10", 130 pounds, and nearly 5 years older. It was the differences in their basic natures that she thought of as the truly positive factor in their relationship. Nothing riled Buddy.